Government officials have revealed that more than 350 people have been detained and some 400 others are being sought for questioning in the investigation into the terrorist attacks. The Bush administration is launching a financial strike on the suspected terrorists. It announced yesterday it will freeze the assets of 27 individuals and organizations with suspected ties to Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden. It also threatened to retaliate against foreign banks that don't cooperate. NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
More than 350 people detained, a lot more than earlier believed.
That's right. We knew that more than 80 people were in the custody of the Immigration Service. It turns out that that's actually 98 people at this point. And we knew that a handful of people had been arrested or detained as material witnesses. But now, Bob, it turns out that the FBI and local and state police have detained more than 250 others. That's a lot of people. Now, most of them have been charged with only minor offenses like traffic violations. And as far as we know, no one's been charged with being actually involved in the attack. For example, yesterday in Virginia, a man was charged with helping a handful of hijackers get Virginia driver's licenses, but he wasn't charged with participating in the attack. At this point, the FBI just seems to be questioning people about what they might have known. Some investigators are apparently beginning to believe that the hijackers may have been the only ones in this country who knew about the plot, and that would be a big relief, because if that's true, that could mean that there was no second wave planned. But investigators are still operating under the assumption that there could be another attack.
Now, the freezing of assets, that's going to help?
It could help. In 1998, then President Bill Clinton ordered a freeze on all the assets of people and groups that were associated with Osama bin Laden. And I got to tell you, it didn't help a whole lot, and that's for a couple of reasons. First, investigators couldn't firmly link the various groups' assets to Osama bin Laden. So basically, no assets were frozen. Also, the Clinton order didn't have much firepower behind it because it only applied to assets here in the United States. And apparently, the terrorist groups don't do all their banking here in the United States. It relied on the goodwill of foreign governments and foreign banks to freeze the assets. Now, this order is a little bit different. President Bush's order says that if foreign governments or banks don't cooperate and freeze assets of these groups, then the U.S. will retaliate and those banks can't have access to U.S. financial markets. That could make a big difference.
Now, who's on the list?
Well, Osama bin Laden, of course, and people known to be his associates, some of whom were indicted in the embassy bombings in 1998. Also, there are 11 known terrorist groups and three groups that bill themselves as charities. I have to say there's some conspicuous absences. For example, Hamas and Hezbollah are not on the list, and that may be because they're supported by Mideast countries that Mr. Bush wants in his coalition.
Now, it was announced yesterday that the Bush administration would release credible evidence connecting Osama bin Laden to the attacks. Where does that stand?
They appear to be backpedaling. Now they say the information is classified and they won't release it after all. And that's probably true, it would be classified, but I should note that it's also really, really difficult to connect the dots from the attack to Osama bin Laden. See, bin Laden is incredibly hard to track. For example, experts have told me that he used to use satellite phones to communicate, and then he learned that Americans were tapping that line, so he stopped using the phone, and now he and his top lieutenants apparently communicate through encrypted email, dead drops, handing off computer disks, things that are really, really hard to trace. And so even though he's believed to have been involved in many of the attacks, like the Khobar Towers bombing and the attack on the USS Cole and the 93 World Trade Center bombing, he's actually only been indicted in one instance, and that was the bombing of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. So pinning stuff on him has been very hard in the past, and it may be hard this time.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.